Welcome to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sports USA. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. This is the man who's the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same period. The all-pro defensive end for the Rams for forever, but he was with the Giants and there were a heartbeat there with the Patriots. The acting legend and today's birthday boy, Mr. Fred Dry. Happy birthday, Fred
Dry. Thanks so very much. It's great to have a birthday to share with everybody, and certainly thank you for lunch, by the way.
Very welcome. By the way, we are taping today's show for the weekend because it is Fred's birthday. It's Wednesday. So when we do the show, that was Fred's official birthday. Wednesday here. What is today's date? Is that the 6th of July?
The 6th of July, buddy.
Fred has just turned 55, ladies and gentlemen, and he's looking really good. Yep. Oh, they're taking social media pictures for you if you didn't watch us on the video that we normally have here. But this is a big day for you, Fred. Happy birthday. Are you feeling great?
You know, I do. I feel very lucky, very fortunate in this life to have come through it as well as I have, and I think that, you know, I was telling my brother the other day, he's 2 years older than me, 2.5 years older.
Yeah.
And he called me to wish me happy birthday. He's taking me out later on this week for a nice dinner.
Whoa.
And we're going to catch up a little bit. But I was just telling him, you know, you go through life and you don't really pay attention to how far you're going or what you're doing, you know, in terms of how age affects your decisions and everything around you. But I got to tell you, I'm so blessed to have found out, and it started with my mother, how to take care of myself in life.
You are probably one of the guys, the best guys I know how to take care of yourself, mentally, physically.
Well, I've taken care of myself, and I so appreciate being able to to be in control of how I feel and those around me as well. You know, so I'm blessed.
You are blessed. You're a great man. And I was hanging out with you last night. We were driving the neighborhood, and we tried to like break into the neighbor Paul's house to see what was going on, but all the lights were off. And so we went to a Dodger game. So that'll be, we can talk about that a little bit, can we?
Yeah, we can talk about that. And Ray Allen, you know, has decided after 2 years he's going to join either the Warriors, Cavaliers, Clippers, or Spurs. He wants in some of that money. They're giving it away in the NBA, you know.
They are. Let's get some of that. Maybe the Lakers could pick him up. Have the Lakers picked up any big stars?
Jim Buss.
All right. This is the Sports Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Give him a little tweet here if you can. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Napa Know How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the birthday boy, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Happy birthday once again, Fred.
Thanks so very much. I greatly appreciate it. And, you know, I'm going through my notes here, as I usually do. You know, I drive around a lot in L.A.
I was with you the other night. We were going to the Dodger game.
Right.
And you drove, and you and I had gone to the Rams deal where we had a driver who had, like,
a professional driver and a GPS.
Had a GPS going on
the dashboard.
He had Waze going on, and couldn't find his way out anywhere.
And we had, from the back seat, tell him how to use and how to get to the Coliseum.
So you're in Southern California, and you're driving around in that Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, West L.A. area, and you are taking shortcuts and turns like a craftsman. I mean, they talk about this brain problem that the people in the NFL have. You just know where you're going. You drive, you're on Sunset, you're going down this way, you're in the Dodgers Stadium. We took every back road that was known to man. You should become an Uber driver.
I am Mr. Los Angeles.
You should become an Uber driver.
Well,
you know your way around.
I don't need any. I've never needed any directions to get anywhere. If I have to go anywhere between here and Arizona or Washington or Catalina, I can get there.
You know what's interesting, too, that makes the drive a lot of fun? Not only do you kind of like gun it a little bit and kind of take the curves tough, but you point out items of interest. You pointed out a movie theater that your
the
Vista Theater.
Google it. Google the Vista Theater.
Neighbor Paul still goes there.
Yeah, he goes there.
Finding Dory is playing.
Right. Yeah, and it's at the intersection of Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard in Old Hollywood,
where the old Certified Paint Company used to be.
It's Certified Paint Company used to be there, but it is my mother, who was born in 1919. And when she was 10 in 1929,
right,
would go with her girlfriends and
to
her neighbors to the Vista.
And so we put all these great landmarks out, and then we went into Dodger Stadium, and you were able to somehow, you got into the dugout seats where they serve like dinner. And that was quite a nice thing, and we hung out and watched as we got to say hello to Don Newcomb, Dodger Hall of Fame player,
sure,
the veteran. And Ron Say came right up to your table and said hello to you.
That's right. And so we have friends no matter where we go in this world, and they saw that we're baseball fans, and we reciprocated with our attention and our concern that the Dodgers would not only win but have a great year.
Yeah, they've been playing pretty well. So the Giants, so it's getting to be All-Star break. We got the big All-Star game coming up this week.
If you'd have told me at the beginning of the season that this team with a new manager, Dave Roberts,
yes,
new coaching staff, new infrastructure, actually, a lot of people were turned over the last year or so, and all the injuries to all the pitchers and the most games missed by any major league team in baseball.
Right.
Over 800 games missed by 15 or 20 guys.
By injuries,
on
right?
DL.
Yeah, terrible.
You know, the buffet group.
The whole pitching staff just about went down.
And, but if you were to tell me that they would be at the halfway mark, only 5 games behind the Giants, I would have said that you were hallucinating.
Yeah, me too. I would have thought it was going to be a bad year.
Roberts has done a pretty decent job.
Doc is doing okay.
There's a thing in the newspaper, grading the Dodgers and grading, Roberts.
Well, they do that always at the
media. But so far, so good. We'll see. They're starting to get some of their pitchers back. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be. What did they give the Dodgers as a grade in the newspaper? Did they come up with any kind of a final grade?
I think it was a B.
A B?
Okay.
Yeah, B minus.
The Giants are just playing, and so are the Cubs. Cubs have been hitting a few losses though recently. As the
big blowback on the All Star, the National League All Star infield next
Why?
Week because it's all Cubs.
Yeah, well, you know, well, the Cub fans are pretty loyal, so they just voted.
Well, they vote like the Democrats 700 times a person.
Is that what it is? Is that
how
it works?
They just jam the ballot box.
That's good. Well, they've got those servers, those Democrats.
Well, you're in Chicago. I mean, that's how they servers. Do it. That's how they do it in Chicago.
They just follow that Hillary method of lying about it.
If there's any problem, they go out to the car and get a shotgun.
They could hack the accounts. But anyway, so good luck in the big All-Star game coming up. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Now, also, big news last week was this Kevin Durant was, he was like the face of the franchise for Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And then he is a free agent, and he leaves, and he goes to Golden State. And I hear that Jerry West, former Laker, was instrumental in bringing this Kevin Durant to
leadership.
What happened?
Leadership.
What's the deal?
Well, as we know, there's a whole thing in the newspapers here this week here in Los Angeles about what the heck's going on here. How did Jerry West, ex-great Laker, in the ones that went out and got put Shaq and Kobe together and crafted all these.
He got the Kobe Shaq thing.
Yeah, he
going,
got them all going.
That was Jerry West.
He lived at Shaq's house, for about a month.
You told me the story. Is that really true?
That's
that he
true.
Would
That's
he would
true.
Hang out and
he,
talk
no,
to him.
That deal almost drove him crazy.
To get Shaq
That's
signing
correct.
With the Lakers,
it was so difficult to do. Flying from L.A. to Orlando, back and forth, going halfway and having the pilot make a loop to loop and go back again.
Because he had to go talk to him.
Yeah,
again.
He had 747, and he told the pilot, "I forgot something. I got to go back to Orlando. I talked to Shaq." So the guy made a big figure eight in the sky, and then went right back to Florida.
So this was the makeup of Jerry West, that he's a competitor both when he was on the court and
focused. He's a killer.
He got that Shaq and Kobe thing going.
Yeah, but he got the whole Laker thing going, and he people around the league said. Look what Jerry West has done. He has sacrificed. He's Mr. Laker. He's Mr. Clutch. He's the logo. He is the logo in the NBA. When you see the basketball player,
that's him. That's Jerry West.
That's him. And so, the word of mouth on the Lakers used to be fantastic because not only did they have great players, but they had a great infrastructure and they had Jerry West. Well, now that. This thing has crumbled. The Laker leadership has crumbled. You've got Jeannie, and you've got Phil's in New York now, and then you've got brother Jim and John trying
Jim
to figure
Buss.
Out what hat to wear.
Jim is running that team. Jim Buss. That's the face of the team now.
Yeah. And I know. I'm telling you, I'll guarantee it. It's like you see this show called Cribs. Where all these rappers, all they have is Kool-Aid in the refrigerator and a lot of tennis shoes and baseball caps.
Okay.
That's kind of like what Jim Buss has. He's got a whole room full of baseball caps, and every time you see him, he's got a different baseball cap on.
Different cap on, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So a different hat.
That's correct.
Yes, it's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Jim Buss.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that neighbor? Is that neighbor?
Yeah,
Paul?
That's neighbor Paul has got a mask on.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Neighbor
you
Paul
should wear that. You should wear that around the house.
That's
and
good.
See if you don't get hit by a car. Somebody sees that coming out of the driveway,
You saw neighbor Paul walking his dog in his road.
No, I saw neighbor Paul driving by, as I do on my street down. I come off of the hill and glide down the canyon to pass neighbor Paul's house.
Yeah.
And neighbor Paul, is standing out almost in the middle of the road with his dog.
Well, of course, he loves that animal.
Yes, and there's a guy standing next to him with a huge, straw hat on.
Yeah.
And he says that's his neighbor.
So that's another neighbor.
That's another neighbor,
You don't know that one, though, right?
No, I don't want to.
Paul, who produces our show here, and Fred live very close to each other. They're neighbors. And so there was another guy with a straw hat?
Yes.
That is good.
No, but I see him, and I honked a horn, and I was going to roll the window down and yell to him to get out of the street, but I went by too fast.
Did the dog attack you? Because the dog sometimes...
No, the dog is... The dog... What is that thing, a wiener dog? It's a wiener dog, isn't it?
What kind of dog is it?
Chihuahua. It's a Chihuahua.
It's a greyhound.
It's a greyhound.
Yeah.
A whippet.
Leave the driving to the greyhound.
Italian greyhound chihuahua.
Oh, that's a nice mix. Yeah.
Which half is what? I mean, what? How do they bifurcate this situation?
The dog likes good wine. And gonna run fast to pick it up.
It looked docile. Is he on some sort of medication? Because
no,
he's near the highway. You live right on the highway. I mean, you know, you could pull up to the curb and reach in to Paul's house. That's how close he is.
It was fun to go by. There was no lights on.
I went by pretty fast, and I saw him out there.
And did you roll the window down and yell at him? No.
I tried to, but I was gone.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the face of a sports franchise, because this is what's missing from the Lakers. Jerry West was that face. There is no face now. Dr. Jerry Buss is gone. Jeannie Buss has kind of stayed out of everything and let Jim Buss kind of run it. And this is not a good face for this franchise. And so Jerry West is coming in as a consultant now and as a member of the board and getting all the good players for the Golden State Warriors. There's a face of a franchise there, Jerry West.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294. Welcome back to the Sports Show. Coming to you from the studios of CRN Digital Talk Radio, I'm Michael Horn. The real star of our program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, from Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much. I made a comment here earlier in the show that Ray Allen, who has been retired for a couple years, is now considering coming back to join the Warriors, Cavaliers, Clippers, or Spurs, because He's a three-point artist.
Yeah, there's always good to have a three-point artist.
I think he's 41 now. 41. Where does it say? Doesn't say. So he's around 40.
Yeah.
But a great veteran, always takes care of himself. But he's decided now that the NBA this year and next year, that the salary cap is going to just explode, and they're going to give people who are the 8th, 9th, and 10th, 12th man on the bench, they'll be giving him $50 million.
So he wants to get some of that
cash. He wants to get some of that money. I don't blame him. I hope he succeeds. He'll find somebody that will let him shoot some three-pointers.
Yeah, Doc Rivers might go for him with the Clippers. Charles Barkley says that Kevin Durant, was trying to cheat his way to a title. You know, he had the decision to join the Warriors, and so.
How does he figure that?
Well, he says via ESPN, he was talking about this, and they're saying he's trying to cheat the system. Charles Barkley.
How is he going to do that?
Charles Barkley was an 11-time All-Star and a one-time league MVP. Never won a champion. He said Wednesday in an interview on the Mike and Mike show that he would have loved to form a super team with Michael Jordan and the stars of his era, but he criticized players in Kevin Durant's position who are trying to cheat the system. Here's what he said: I have no problem with a guy at the end of his career like Karl Malone or Gary Payton. I think did it something like that. I have no problem with a guy at the end of his career. We're talking about a guy who's 27 years old, who has led the league in scoring 4 out of the last 5 years, who's a former MVP. So he says, that's my problem. Listen, if you get traded, you get traded. But when you get together and you say, let's dominate the league and try to cheat your way to a championship, don't you want to compete? I would love to go back to my day and, hey, let me call Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and let's just dominate the NBA.
What the hell is he talking about? Let me ask you a question.
I don't know.
A guy gets drafted.
Yeah.
He excels. He gets paid for what he's worth.
Right.
And he has a contract. When the contract's up, he gets to choose to sign or go somewhere else. Isn't that correct?
But Barkley said that he believes players now feel such an intense pressure to validate their careers with a championship, they're willing to be the bus rider instead of the bus driver. So he was able to drive the bus when he was in Oklahoma, and now he's riding along.
There should be a rule that says you can't do what they're doing.
That's where it sounds ludicrous, because they should not
be. But this is preposterous. Right. Yeah. This is a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about.
But he says, we've developed a thing. This is Charles Barkley saying, we've developed a thing where you keep telling these guys, hey, man, if you don't win a championship, you a bum. I don't feel like a bum. I'm pretty sure Patrick Ewing and Karl Malone and John Stockton, we think we're pretty damn good. We could have played with some of those other guys and kind of cheated our way to a championship, but I think we're going to be all right.
Look, in his day, it would have almost been impossible because the caps were down and general managers, were the ones running the show. Today, the money is so massive. They don't want any stoppage whatsoever. They don't want any player problems. They want harmony. And when a guy like Charles Barkley or whoever it might be, like LeBron James says, I want to go play with my friends in Miami, what's the problem? Why can't he do that?
Well, so let me turn the tables a little bit. You played in the NFL. Would you have ever considered leaving the Rams to go sign with somebody else where you knew you were going to win a championship ring? Would you have considered that in your day?
Well, you couldn't move in pro football.
Yeah, you couldn't. You had to stay where you were at your time, right?
Well, that's what the rules were. I mean, yeah. If I had free agency,
would you have done it?
There's a form of that going on now. You can do that now in pro football. You can say, you know what, my contract's up. I'm going to play out my option. I'm going to be a free agent, and I'm going to go to a select specific team. You can do that. They can do that right now.
Right.
Why wouldn't you do that? If I only have a certain amount of time as an athlete, professional athlete,
right?
And the whole idea is you want to win a championship. What's to prevent me from saying I've got 6 to 7, 8 years of a window of opportunity. I'm going to take advantage of it.
I agree with you.
If I have to show up at training camp here and I know we're not winning anything.
Well, you kind of did that with the New York Giants when you signed.
I left with the Giants because I looked. This is 1971.
You went against the grain and played out your
option. I gave up money.
Yeah.
I gave up money on my option to say, something? I'm not going to stay here and waste my career. I'll take a shot at going somewhere else.
And Fran Tarkenton did the same thing,
right?
That's
correct. He went back to Minnesota. And I went to, they traded me, said, oh, yeah, we're going to show you.
So they
traded me to New England. I said, okay, fine. I told them, I'm not showing up there either, so I'll see you later. And so they traded me to L.A., back where I wanted to go. And next thing good fortune, Chuck Knox showed up, turned the whole program around, and my career took off. But you know, I didn't know that, but I did know one thing. I'm not going to sit in a situation for very long because I don't have an awful lot of time left.
So I agree. I think that the player decides what they want to do, especially now with his free agency. I think Charles Barkley may be a little off focus here on this comments that he made.
I don't understand what the immorality is. He sounds like that Kevin Durant's done something wrong.
Yeah.
He hasn't done something wrong. He has used and guided his career according to how he sees it.
Right, but our focus of the show today is, along with what you're saying there, is the fact that there's a guy here, Jerry West, who now is on the board for the Golden State Warriors, that went and talked to Kevin Durant, who wouldn't even answer the phone call from the Lakers, and got this guy on the Golden State Warriors. Actually negotiated a deal. That's the face of a franchise. When you played for the Rams, who was the face of your franchise?
Well, we had what was considered one of the top owners in the sport in Carol Rosenblum.
Carol Rosenblum.
And we had an infrastructure of very good coaching. We had great players. We dominated defensively for 10 years on the field. We fell short in three or four of these NFC championship games.
Right.
But we're not blaming anybody for that. That's just the way it goes.
Right.
But the franchise was under leadership. We won because of the owners and the head coaches had a formula and they drafted to it and they traded to it. And so they surrounded themselves with the system that they had for the period of the time that they had these players. Again, you've only got a window. You know, we had a sweet spot. I played 13 years. Probably there was a 5-6 year window of a sweet spot. The rest was getting ready to come and getting ready to go. And everything else that you kind of do is you realize, this is my last contract. I got to make it work here. And I got to get on with it because by the time this contract's over, I'm out.
Right.
So when Durant, who I guess has spent, how long has he spent in
17 seasons, wasn't that something like that?
Let me just
look it up here for you.
He's about 8 years, nine years?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, how long does he have to stay there?
Yeah. So
can he decide it's what's best for me and my family? Is I'm going to go play with a winning team if they want me. You know, Golden State doesn't have to, you know, sign him. And he can pretty much go anywhere he wants to go.
And that's
the equity he's built up in his career. So when he says, I'm going to go do that, what's the problem? When LeBron says, I'm going to leave Cleveland and I'm going to go to Miami and win some rings, and he does, then he decides, I think I'm now going to leave and go back to Cleveland. Why can't he move around like that?
I think he can, and I think he did, and I think it's perfectly
acceptable. Well, I know the criticism of Barkley is probably autobiographical of what's missing.
That's a different era of play. But I will say this. When you were playing with the Rams, you had a owner there, as you're talking about, Carol Rosenblum, who would actually call you into his office, or you'd hang out at his house or something, and he would ask you for information at the same time. He listened a lot to the players,
especially people he liked.
Yeah,
he talked to several players on the team, and he can consider their opinions. How much he takes, how much he listens, I don't know, but he genuinely wanted. The times that I was with him and talked about stuff, we talked about a lot of serious stuff. And so it was a legitimate conversation. It wasn't patronizing.
Yeah. So anyway, so what we're saying here is you got to have some leadership, and this is where the Lakers don't have a face of a leadership for the team. They lost it when Jerry West went away. They lost it when Phil Jackson went away. There was nobody they can, they had Kobe Bryant, but Kobe Bryant was on his last legs in the last season.
The Lakers made some very curious moves in the last 4 or 5 years.
I agree.
And nobody could explain how Mike Brown, good coach,
yeah,
what the hell was he doing with this team? And who made that decision? And right after that, then they got Dan Toney.
Yeah.
Who made that? I understand that the old man, Jerry Buss, said, let's open it up. We want to run. Well, Dan Toney hated Pau Gasol. He hated the post.
Sat him on the bench.
He didn't want a post offense. But you have post players. It's a carryover from the Great Lakers.
That's a Jim Buss move.
Well, why did they go? Why did they do that? And then later on, they decide, well, Kobe's going to retire. It's going to be his last. He got two more years left or something. And so we really want Kobe. Then Kobe tears an Achilles tendon. And then everything about the organization was focused in on, oh, how's Kobe's leg? How's Kobe's knee? How is he feeling? Will he be able to make the team today? Can he practice today? You think he'll be able to join us for a walkthrough when we get to Portland? All of these things became about Kobe. The whole organization and the league, what I'm getting at is the league, the players, other teams who were respecting and like Kobe, they just said, I don't want to play with Kobe. It's all about Kobe. I don't want to go there and be on Kobe's team. I want to go there and be on my team.
And no real face for the organization, for the leadership part of the organization.
No, and in the process, the last 2 years Kobe was here, the franchise, the players, the young players, they suffered because it was all about serving Kobe's last 2 years.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Welcome back here to the Sports Show, coming to you from the studios of CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA and Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn. Proud to say the birthday boy is here today, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And you've got gifts from people, ascension baskets.
I have a As I said at the top of the show, I'm blessed, and I'm healthy, and I've got a great daughter and three grandkids, and I've got a lot of friends spread out all over the place, you know, actually. And I'm looking through...
Neighbor Paul. Paul living there.
Neighbor Paul and the dog, the half-breed Whippet and whatever the hell that
thing
is.
It's a greyhound.
It's a greyhound.
Italian
greyhound.
Greyhound. And Chihuahua.
And Chihuahua. Okay, so
get it right.
You don't want to give the dog
some kind of a attitude or something.
I'm not concerned about
my
dog.
Is well trained. I came home last night from being with you at the Dodger game, and the dog was kind of slinking around like did something wrong.
Your dog.
I thought, what did you do, Angie? And I looked all over the house. Everything was perfect.
Did you look inside your bed? Didn't do anything.
I looked everywhere.
Did you look in the pillowcase?
I looked everywhere. And then I looked outside this morning on dawn's early light, and it looked like something out there. I said, I hope that dog did not get a bird, because they got these little birds that are in this nest. And I went out and looked, and it was a cheese wrapper. And then I realized the dog got into the trash can outside. And as soon as I looked at it, the dog's head dropped, and she slunk back. And I said, you're a bad dog. And the dog went upstairs and hid by the side of my bed.
So you embarrassed that dog.
I'm sorry. I feel bad now. Yeah. And then I finally said, okay, after a while. But for a while, I said, just get out of here. And the dog kind of went downstairs and just sort of slunked around.
Well, I'm glad we got that solved.
I did.
Now, listen, my lovely co-host, my co-star of the show, Stephanie Kramer, just sent me a birthday greeting.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Fred, sending you a big hug. Celebrate yourself well. And I will, darling. Thank you.
Can we get her on the show sometime?
It's right here.
I know. Can we get her on the show sometime? Does she like sports? Did you talk sports?
Yeah, she likes sports.
Well, then let's get her on sometime.
Well, we'll have to do that. Well, we always say we want to get people on. We have one day. We have four shows a month, actually.
Well, we're going to start going. We can start expanding.
But we're going to be expanding very soon.
That's what they've told us at Sports Byline. We'll see if they're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, if they don't, we'll go somewhere else. But we're going to have a visitation list from people as the time goes on here. So we will get it. But thank you, Stephanie. And we have a lot of folks. Diane Harmon, Mary Burke, Martha Lee, Desi, Octavio sent me a very nice...
Octavio's
a very nice basket full of goodies. You'll probably take some of this home with you.
Well, if you share.
No, I will. I will absolutely share with you.
You know, there's a new series coming up on E! Entertainment Television. The Los Angeles Rams are suiting up in a new series called Hollywood and Football. And there's going to be 6 one-hour episodes, and they're going to have some of the players of the Rams and their families seeing how they assimilate into Southern California lifestyle. Does that sound good? You're going to be watching that on E! Entertainment Television?
No, probably not.
No? Okay. So that
What would I watch?
I don't know. I just wonder.
What would I watch?
It's just going to be a show.
It's going to be a hoedown?
Yeah, I think that maybe they should go visit you at your house.
No.
Okay, never mind.
I want everyone away from where I live.
Yeah, say, never mind then. You told us a story at lunch, at your birthday lunch, and by the way, it's a great birthday day today, that I can't believe this, you once went to a psychic. Have you done
over
that?
The years?
Over the years. One time, this was the time you went to a psychic.
You want to know something? Hey, see, it's really funny about
because you're
this.
A cancer.
Stephanie Kramer,
yeah,
told me about this psychic.
Oh, she did.
Yep, and I can say her name, Gertie Horick.
Gertie Horick.
That's a real name.
Gertie Horick. It's not a
Horick. H O R E K.
Okay, Horick.
Jeez.
Gertie Horick.
You're having a tough time with that.
I'm sorry. Okay, so you went to Gertie Horick, and what kind of a
But anyway, she was a great reader, and so I went to her and realized that as in a past life I was drowned as an Asian boy.
Hold on a second. In your past life,
yep, one of the many I had,
and you were drowned as an Asian boy. So you were in
drowned.
Asia.
I was put in a bamboo box and thrown into the river, and I was drowned.
So do you like the water today?
Which is one of the reasons that she picked up that I'm not fond of going in the water.
No, wait a second. Last week you told a story about being on the beach there in Brazil when you had to take care of business and something.
Yeah, you went
on the water that time.
Well, why do you think I went in the water?
Well, you got to take care of some business.
That's exactly correct.
Okay. Okay.
Me and 16,000 other people
on the beach.
You
okay.
Know, yeah.
But you don't like
Portuguese.
The water.
They speak Portuguese.
You're not a boatman. You don't go ahead and you're not going to be taking a motor craft out on the water or anything like that.
For what reason?
Just to go from point A to point B.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, see, you don't like the water.
I don't want to be in a boat. You know something? I got tricked into taking a cruise with some
You don't want to take a cruise?
With some loved ones?
Oh, no, it was a family cruise? Oh, man. Wait, you're locked on board with your family.
No. Well, it wasn't my family then.
Okay.
But it was
Some loved ones. Somebody else's family.
Yeah, it was my lovesake at the time.
Okay, so your lovesake. You went on
it was a terrible mistake.
Where'd you cruise to? What?
Bahamas. Island?
The Bahamas? Why was it terrible?
From Miami down to the Bahamas.
What happened?
Everything you could imagine happened. Food poisoning.
Oh, no.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you're pretty finicky about what you eat.
Oh, no. Food poisoning. I hit my head.
No.
Yeah, I'm too tall for these boats.
Oh, that's you are too tall.
I hit my head about 10 freaking times.
Did you wear your helmet?
No, it was unbelievable. It was like,
so you're not a cruise fan.
I was somehow, I don't know what came over me to say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'll go.
So you'll never go on a cruise again?
Believe me.
Ever.
You would have to sedate me, you know, with a
Fred, the staff here at CRN is giving you an all expense paid cruise to Alaska.
Yeah.
You're not gonna take it then, I guess?
I was in New Zealand in 1974.
Okay.
On a trip down there, and I got on a cruise boat,
right,
that took you into the fjords to see, get up as close.
Wait,
as
there's fjords in New Zealand?
Fjords.
Okay,
yes, so there are.
Okay, I didn't know that. So there's fjords.
There are, actually.
I thought that was more like in the Sweden and Norway.
Well, they're up there too.
Okay, so you went to the fjords, and what happened?
Yeah, and so I got on this fjord boat. And so I got myself a beer, and I went to the nose of the ship. They call that the bow.
Right. You went to the nose of the bow.
It's a little aquatic.
Okay.
You want to write that down?
The fore and the aft. Go ahead. Yeah.
So at starboard.
Starboard, right, and then port on the left.
Yeah, port.
Yeah.
Speaking of port.
That's why you like to have a good port.
So anyway.
You got on the fjord boat.
This ship, its specialty is cruising in and getting right up next to these glaciers. And these glaciers
in New Zealand
are like 35,000 feet tall. I mean, these things are monsters.
Okay.
And so I got to see all of that.
Did they crumble in front of you?
No, fortunately not.
Okay.
And so I got to see all of it and went, oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, let's go. Let's go back now. So the ship turned around, went out into the out into the ocean a little bit, you know.
Yep.
And then it turned around and came back, and we went on the other side of the lake and the strait.
So they kept going.
I said, okay, that's about it. And so that was, for me,
enough
already.
I'm with you.
Until somebody says to me, darling, let's go on a cruise. I really want to, because it would be so good for us.
Wait a minute.
It would be so good for us.
So just like you're saying, sincere,
yeah,
like you're saying it, yeah.
Honey. It would be so good for us. Can't you just see it? It would be so great.
So the all-pro defensive end gets on that cruise ship.
Okay, honey.
Just let you know, that sounds like Carol Rosenblum.
I felt,
it's kind of like that, huh?
And so anyway, here we go. And you know the feeling, as soon as you get on the ship, you know what a mistake it is?
You knew right away.
I knew right away.
What was the first thing?
And here's the thing. Suddenly, I was around a lot of yapping women. You know, those things are geared toward women.
The cruise lines are?
Cruise lines are geared toward
women.
Well,
they take your picture when you get on board.
Listen, they fawn over you. It is preposterous.
So anyway, you
walk in and you're attacked and made to feel they're going to give you a good time whether you like it or not. It's like going to the Dodger game the other day, you know, and looking up at the huge giant screens.
The kiss cam.
And the kiss cam and the towel cam and the the t-shirt cam, where if you guess what walnut is under the right hat.
That's right. I love that. The walnut cam.
You get a trip to Pacoima.
That's good. It's like fun. Yeah. So they had all that going on.
It's completely out of the question. So anyway, wrapping this thing up, it was an eight day cruise
to the Bahamas.
Yeah, four out, and then they flip around and they four back. and they land you back. And by the time I got back, I hated everyone.
So you're not going to be a cruise line guy.
Exactly right.
Now, well, the one thing is, when you go on board, if you're a single woman, they take your picture and you turn out with your picture just with you alone, and then everybody starts hitting on you because the photographer tells the staff, hey, here's the single women. That's how they know what's going on. So you get to be...
Is that what they do?
Yes. I have taken a lot of cruises, and I know the background.
My point is that it was a mistake for me to go. Me. I mean, as somebody else. I saw other guys, you know, these saps. I saw all these other guys, you know, saying, oh, honey, it's really great. I'm going to go down to the gift shop and get myself a Hawaiian shirt.
Did you have early or late seating?
Oh, sitting for a meal? It's like... Here's what they do. They ask you at 7:30 in the morning, what would you like for dinner, sir?
That's right.
Isn't that 12 hours away?
I said,
isn't that 12 hours away, I asked?
Did you hit the buffet?
He said, yes, sir, but we want to put you down. And will you be going to the buffet on aft deck, below deck, mid deck, upper deck, below sideways deck?
Upper deck has good baseball cards.
Yes. I said, you know, put me on the Titanic. Just get me out of there.
It was good. You just get out of there.
They murdered me.
Did you go to the midnight buffet? Did you do that at least once with your loved family?
Well, here's the other thing. The room was so small, you had to go outside to change your mind.
Come on, that's not true.
That's how small it was.
Did you like those little toilets you sit on there that they have that suction?
I couldn't stand up in the bathroom.
You couldn't?
It was like being on an airplane.
You were hunched over at all times?
Have you been on an airplane recently? And when you get up and, you know, you've taken off and the seatbelt sign goes off. And so you're up and moving around a little bit and you decide to move yourself up into the first cabin and go into the bathroom. And you go into the cabin and I could not stand up.
In the cabin?
I couldn't stand up.
You had to be hunched over.
Yeah, and I couldn't do it.
So, how about the laboratory?
When I hunched over, when I hunched down to fit, I couldn't get close enough to the toilet.
This is not good.
People listening to this know what I'm talking about.
So there was no room there in the John up in the high club?
You know how wide those things are. I'm 6'6", and I filled it up pretty good. I did.
The space laboratory.
But I could not, for the life of me, get close enough to the toilet to feel as though that I'm...
So you're not flying now? You're not on board?
So I'm not on boats. I'm not on airplanes.
What are you doing? Cars? That's why you drive your car well.
I'm
automobile? Off,
yeah. Jeeps, okay.
That's
motorcycles,
right.
No.
Train travel? Are you okay with trains?
I love trains.
So trains are good.
I took a train several years ago down to San Diego.
How about some semis? You ever drive any semis in your career?
I've driven a 10-wheeler, like a cement truck.
You did that for a job?
10 wheels.
Yeah, 10 wheels.
Yeah. And I screwed around a little bit on a movie we made up on Highway 395.
Oh, that's a movie that was coming out soon.
I screwed around with a truck up there.
Truck at Highway 395?
I didn't go out on the highway with it, though. Just on the side street.
It's the PM show. This is the sports show edition with the one and only Fred Dreyer from CRN.
Yep.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach. Footsteps from Rome to Village to Sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach. 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks on this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Here to the sports show from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA Sports Byline. Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer on Fred Dreyer's All-Star Birthday.
Yeah.
It's a great day here today. We're proud to have you as part of our staff. We're happy it's your birthday. You got a big, you're going out with your brother later in the week. You got a big night planned in the neighborhood. Is neighbor Paul coming over to bring you over, maybe a burger or something like that?
No, Paul's not going to be around in my place, are you, Paul? You're not going to be around, are you?
You can't? Can't make it? Why don't you come over there and just spend some time with Paul? Just
he has to walk the dog.
Smoke a cigar. Your dog smokes cigars. Bring the dog over. His dog and a friend.
Yeah, you're welcome to come over anytime you want.
Yeah.
Come on up.
When I went and hang at your house before you drove me to the Dodger game, which was nice, you actually showed me the garage that Paul talks about where you have, like, it's not only a place to park your car, but you got such a huge garage that it's actually kind of like your outer office where you kind of hold court and look at the...
I have a table and I have a chair. I've got my cigar stash.
Your humidor?
There.
You got a humidor?
So I've got the whole deal out there.
Yeah, everything is right there. And I noticed a few garden tools. You have those available for doing some work?
Yeah, you do that? Yeah.
And so it was kind of nice, and you didn't invite me to sit down there, but it looked like you
could. Well, we were on the go. We had to get going.
Yeah, you were actually waiting in the car because I was running a little late.
That's all right.
You feel a little embarrassed when you show up and your host is actually in the car with the motor running. Waiting for you to get in the car. You go, I might be a little late. I'm very sorry. You were very nice, though. You just took off at about 120 miles an hour.
I got you there.
Before the gates open. I've never been to a Dodger game so early in my life.
What's that music?
That's the end of the show.
Oh, man.
You can follow you on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And send him an email. A lot of people are doing. Stephanie Kramer's doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Send
Fred Dreyer. F-R-E-D. There's your Fred, Dreyer. Fred Dreyer.
Put them together. That's what you do.
Put it together at CRN Talk. That's Charlie, Robert, Nancy, crntalk.com. And there you have it. Final words from Fred Dreyer.
Well, listen, I'm 70 years old today. I feel...
Happy birthday to you.
69 and a half.
Happy birthday to you.
And I'm just pleased to be above ground with all my friends.
Happy birthday, dear Freddie.
God bless you.
Happy birthday to you.
We'll see you next time.